Shin Ayin Siv Dalit. Anshei Chotzer Sheikulim Oichlem Al Shulchan Echad. You have members of a Chotzer, they all ate together. And there is one kitchen that is feeding all of them. Afa Pisha Kol Echad Yeshul Bais Bifnei Atzma, even though each one has his own house. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if they're eating their own food, but they're always eating together in the same dining room. Because we go by the eating. So since they eat together, it's considered one house. They have to combine themselves for another chotzer. It's enough to bring over one piece of bread that represents all of them. If the Erev comes to them, the rule is, like we said before, the house you put in the Erev in does not have to contribute, so they all consider one unit. Since they're eating in one place, the place they're eating is considered the one dwelling place for all of them. If you have multiple balabatim eating in one room, each one's eating on his own table, but in the same room. Since we said Iker is the place they're eating, and they're all eating in the same room, even though each one is eating from his own food, there's like five people sleeping or living in one room, which is considered one unit as far as Eichatzeus. If it's kind of the Chashov to the track, then it's like we said before, five people that move into a big room, even though each one has his corner, but it's considered one unit. We have a bishop posim lefom and vilon lefnei lesnias lamikim lechitza hovel yavisham bekvias. Once in a while, they want more privacy, and they put some type of chitza between them. That helps, since it's not a permanent thing; it's just a temporary thing.